All right, let's dive into something I think is super interesting. Back to front. Have you ever felt like, you know, you're just kind of on autopilot, just going through the motions in life?
Yeah.
Well, Back to Your Front wants to help you flip that script. They call themselves a mental gym.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So they're pushing you to think critically, become the author of your own life. Their tagline is actually pretty cool. Flip your perspective, reclaim your life.
I like that.
Yeah. It definitely makes me want to know more. So to guide us today, we've got their website, obviously, some blog posts, and a really powerful quote from Raoul Peck. And they even have this free AI ebook, which always catches my eye. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's break down what Back to Front is all about.
Yeah, it seems like their whole mission is to empower people, to break free from these invisible societal constraints. You know, those expectations and norms we just accept without question.
Right.
They want you to recognize the choices you have.
Yeah.
And take ownership of your life.
So they're not just feeding you information. They're giving you the tools to make informed decisions.
Exactly. And they focus on several key areas to do that. One is critical thinking.
Mm.
And they actually provide resources to help you develop the skills to question the status quo and make choices that are aligned with your own values, not just what society dictates.
Which brings us to another key area, societal clarity.
Right.
So what does that mean exactly?
Well, think about it. We're constantly bombarded with these messages, right? Both subtle and overt. They shape our perceptions, influence our decisions. Advertising is a great example.
Yeah, for sure.
Companies spend millions crafting campaigns designed to make us want their products, often appealing to our subconscious desires even.
Wow.
So societal clarity is about recognizing those influences, understanding the motives behind them,
yeah,
and ultimately making more conscious choices.
So it's like they're handing you a decoder ring to navigate this complex world around us.
Exactly. And once you start to see those influences more clearly, you can start to reclaim your personal autonomy. This is another key focus for Back to Front. It's about making choices that align with your true self, not the self that society expects you to be.
So Back to Front also talks about sovereign identity. What does that mean in practical terms?
I think it ties into the idea of self-discovery. We often allow those societal labels and expectations to define us, which really limits our potential.
Mm.
Back to Front wants you to shed those labels. Discover what truly makes you unique. What are your values? What are your passions? What does success look like to you? Regardless of any external pressures, sovereign identity is about defining yourself on your own terms.
I'm starting to see how these concepts connect. So you need critical thinking to question societal norms. You need societal clarity to recognize the forces that shape your choices. And you need a strong sense of personal autonomy and sovereign identity to make choices that are truly your own.
Exactly. And that leads us to another key area, life design.
Ooh, I like that.
Back to Front encourages you to become the architect of your own life, to make conscious choices that align with your values and aspirations.
So instead of just reacting to circumstances, you're taking control, shaping your own destiny.
Right. Moving from a passive mindset to a proactive one. Now, how do they actually deliver all of this? Well, Back to Front offers a variety of content and resources, including a blog, podcast, and even a free AI ebook.
Yeah, I was intrigued by that ebook. It's called Extraordinary Advantage, and the tagline is, "The gold rush has already started, don't miss it." What's that all about?
It seems to be focused on helping businesses harness the power of AI. We're seeing a rapid advancement in AI technology. A lot of businesses are struggling to keep up.
For sure.
So Back to Front is offering this ebook as a way to help businesses understand the potential of AI and how to leverage it effectively.
So it's not just about personal growth. It's about empowering businesses to thrive in a rapidly changing world.
That's a great point. It speaks to their broader vision,
yeah,
of creating a more conscious and empowered society.
I like that. And speaking of empowerment, they really emphasize the importance of community and collaboration.
Yeah.
Visitors can share ideas, learn from each other's experiences, support each other on their journeys. It's like a collective mental gym where everyone's working together to become stronger.
I think that's crucial. Personal growth can be challenging. It's easy to feel isolated.
Yeah.
Having a supportive community can make a huge difference. It allows you to share your struggles, celebrate your successes, learn from others who are on a similar path.
Now, I want to bring in this quote from Raoul Peck, the Haitian filmmaker and activist. He said, "It's not about the past. It's about knowing your history so that you can fight in the present." Quote, "Otherwise, you don't know who the real enemy is, what the real issue is, because it had been covered by many layers of bad information, of lies, and manipulation." Peck was known for challenging the status quo. He even resigned as Haiti's Minister of Culture on principle.
Wow. His words are incredibly relevant to Back Two Front's mission. He's talking about uncovering those hidden influences, those layers of misinformation that prevent us from seeing the world clearly and acting in our own best interests. Doesn't that resonate with you, especially in today's world, where we're bombarded with information from all sides?
Absolutely. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. It's hard to know what to believe, who to trust, how to make sense of it all.
And that's where critical thinking becomes so vital. Back Two Front isn't about telling you what to think. It's about giving you the tools to think for yourself, to question assumptions, to analyze information, and to form your own conclusions.
So they're not just offering information, they're teaching you how to become a more discerning consumer of information.
That's a great way to put it. They want you to be able to sift through the noise, get to the heart of the matter, see the world more clearly, make choices that are aligned with your own values and goals.
So it's not just about personal growth, it's about reclaiming your power in a world that often feels designed to keep you disempowered.
Exactly. And that's a powerful message that I think a lot of people are searching for today.
This has been incredibly insightful, but how does Back Two Front go beyond just talking about these concepts? How do they actually help people put these ideas into practice?
Welcome back to our deep dive into Back Two Front. You ready to keep flipping those perspectives?
Absolutely. Last time we unpacked Back Two Front's mission to empower people to take control of their lives, we explored critical thinking, societal clarity, personal autonomy, sovereign identity, even life design.
Right.
And we even touched on their resources, like their blog, podcasts, and a free AI ebook for businesses.
Yeah, and we were starting to delve into how Back Two Front helps people put these ideas into action. One of the things that really caught my eye was their blog. It covers such a diverse range of topics, from health and finances to social issues.
Yeah.
It really underscores how personal growth can touch every aspect of your life.
They don't shy away from tackling complex issues either. There's a post titled, "The Influence of BlackRock, a Comprehensive Analysis." Now, for those unfamiliar, BlackRock is a massive investment management corporation. So that title alone suggests they're willing to go deep on systemic issues.
Yeah, I think that's a great example of how Back Two Front encourages societal clarity. They're not just about individual change. They're helping you understand the forces that shape our world, whether it's corporate power, social norms, or unconscious biases. They want you to look beyond the surface.
And yet they also have posts on very personal topics. One that stood out to me was unlocking your divine potential.
That speaks directly to the idea of sovereign identity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's about recognizing and embracing those unique strengths and talents we all possess, independent of any external labels or expectations.
It's about defining success on your own terms. And those blog posts are just one piece of the puzzle. They also have podcasts that often feature interviews with experts and thought leaders, bringing in diverse perspectives on personal growth and societal change.
I appreciate that they're curating a conversation, not just presenting a single point of view. It reminds me of that disclaimer we saw on their site. It says, "Our content is meant to spark discussion and inspire intellectual curiosity, but the opinions expressed are personal to the writers and may not represent the official stance of Back Two Front."
It definitely makes me think about how open they are to dialogue and different viewpoints.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of sparking discussion, let's revisit that free AI ebook, Extraordinary Advantage. The tagline alone, "The gold rush has already started. Don't miss it," is certainly attention-grabbing.
It is. What did you make of that tagline?
Well, on the surface, it seems to play into the fear of missing out. This is a common marketing tactic.
Yeah.
But I think there's also a deeper message there about the rapid pace of technological change and the need for businesses to adapt.
Right.
What's interesting to me is that they're offering this resource for free. It suggests a genuine commitment to making knowledge accessible.
It's like they're saying, we're all in this together. Let's navigate this new landscape together. Which brings us back to that emphasis on community. They have a section called Collaborate with Followers, where they encourage visitors to share ideas and requests, shaping the direction of the platform.
That's a smart strategy. Not only does it foster a sense of ownership within the community, it also helps ensure their content stays relevant and responsive to the needs of their audience.
It's refreshing to see a platform that doesn't just talk at you, but actually invites you to participate in the conversation.
And it ties back to that idea of collective empowerment we touched on earlier. Back Two Front isn't just about individual growth. It's about creating a movement of people committed to learning, growing, and supporting each other along the way. It makes me think about that Raoul Peck quote we discussed earlier. Remember how he talked about uncovering those layers of misinformation that prevent us from seeing clearly?
Yeah. It feels like Back to Front is giving us the tools to do exactly that, to see the world with fresh eyes, and to act with intention and purpose.
It's about recognizing that personal growth isn't just about self-improvement. It's about becoming more conscious and engaged citizens who can help shape a better future.
This is all incredibly inspiring, but I'm curious about the practical side of things. How do people actually use Back to Front to make tangible changes in their lives?
That's a great question. While we don't have access to personal testimonials, we can look at their content and structure to get a sense of how they provide a framework for action.
So it's not just about passively absorbing information. It's about actively applying these ideas to your own life.
For example, their blog post on easy way to build good habits and break bad ones likely offers specific strategies and techniques that readers can implement right away.
And their podcast episodes on topics like personal finance or navigating challenging social situations could empower listeners to make more informed decisions in those areas.
Even the AI ebook could be a game changer for businesses seeking to leverage AI in a responsible and ethical way. Imagine a small business owner who uses the insights from that ebook to streamline operations or better connect with customers.
It's like Back to Front is providing a toolbox filled with resources and inspiration to help people navigate the complexities of modern life and create a future that truly aligns with their values.
And they do it in a way that feels accessible, engaging, and community-driven. It's not about preaching or dogma. It's about empowering individuals to take ownership of their lives and become active participants in shaping the world around them.
This has been a fascinating deep dive so far. We've explored Back to Front's mission, their diverse content, their approach to community building, and even their foray into AI. But there's still one crucial piece missing. Okay, so welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Back to Front. We've explored their mission, their content, their community, even their venture into the world of AI. But now, it's time to bring it all home, make it personal.
That's right. We've been talking about Back to Front's ideas and resources, but the real transformation happens when you apply those principles to your own life. Remember their tagline: flip your perspective, reclaim your life.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
Yeah, it's almost like Back to Front has provided us with a mental toolkit, giving us new ways to approach challenges and make decisions. But tools are only useful if you actually use them right.
Precisely. So let's put this into practice. Think about an area of your life where you feel stuck, where things just don't seem to be working. Maybe it's your career, your relationships, your health, or even just how you manage your time.
Yeah, we all have those areas where we feel like we're just going through the motions, just reacting to circumstances instead of actively shaping our lives.
Now imagine approaching that area with a Back to Front mindset. Instead of accepting the givens, what if you flip the script? What if you question the assumptions you've been making?
For example, if you're feeling unfulfilled in your career, instead of thinking, I have to stay in this job because it's stable, What if you ask yourself, what work truly aligns with my values and passions?
Or maybe you're struggling in a relationship. Instead of falling into those familiar patterns of conflict, what if you focused on communicating more authentically, expressing your needs, and listening with an open heart?
Even something as simple as how we spend our leisure time. What if we flip the script on mindless scrolling and use that time to learn a new skill, reconnect with loved ones, or pursue a passion project that's been gathering dust?
The key is to shift from a reactive mindset to a proactive one. Back to Front encourages you to become the architect of your own life, to make conscious choices that move you towards a more fulfilling and authentic existence.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. One thing that really impressed me about Back to Front is their emphasis on community. They've created a space where people can connect, share their experiences, and support each other on their journey.
It's like they've created a support system for personal transformation, recognizing that we're all in this together. We can learn from each other's successes, offer encouragement during challenges, celebrate each other's growth.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Back to Front, I want to leave you with a challenge. What's one area of your life where you're ready to flip the script? What's one assumption you're ready to question? What's one step you can take today to reclaim your power and move closer to the life you truly desire?
This has been a fascinating exploration. We've gone from understanding Back to Front's mission to dissecting their content and exploring how their ideas can be applied in practical ways.
And we've seen how their approach can empower individuals to think critically, challenge norms, and create a more fulfilling life for themselves and for others.
Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Back to Front's website, blog posts, podcasts, and community are there to support you every step of the way.
So go explore, connect, and embrace the transformative power of flipping your perspective. Until next time, keep diving deep.